The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you think you were listening to?
Streaming live 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Grab the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher,
and now Spotify.
Wednesday, August 18th, Omaha Funny Bone. Thursday, August 19th, Kansas City Improv. That's in our listing, our regional area here. One show each night. Ticket information at FrankCaliendo.com. And Frank is on the line with us now. Hey, Frank.
Hey, buddy.
Hello, friends.
Portable broadcast unit.
I love that we talked to you. You sound so great.
Let me tell you, all the things I love about Frank Caliendo. Right. We take the whole show, but one thing we really love
is the show.
He has a portable broadcast unit.
Yes,
and has for a long time.
You love me for my technology?
Yeah, well, that's one thing.
Just one thing, because we get so many phone calls from guests that are just crap cell phone calls. And the technology now is really not that expensive, and it's all Wi-Fi based.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Really. All right, so here's John Madden eating a cocaine pie. I don't know what the heck a cocaine pie is.
Right into cocaine. Cool. Thank you for that.
Well, no. Well, see, I get that all the time. Like, people still Madden on coke.
I know.
This is, I think, the only place I've ever done.
Yeah. We got you to do it in the studio, and you went into it in the studio, and you regretted it because we use it all the time.
And I didn't even realize that.
And there's a cartoon out there.
One second. Royalties. Hello?
There's a cartoon out there, because we have a guy who does cartoons of the little bits of the show, and one that the Madden on coke is huge, and people still love that bit. We don't replay the bit a lot, but I'll play you just going, there's a line there, that kind of crap.
I've even forgotten. My latest way of whoring myself out is on TikTok Live.
Oh, yeah, TikTok's great.
But when I do those, it boosts the posts, so more people see the posts when I do the live for some reason. But I'll get people all they do is send in little comments like, do Madden on coke. And I'm like, I don't remember what I even said, but I know somebody's chasing me right now.
Todd and Tyler said that in the studio here, and I know that you avoid saying that on ESPN and Fox.
Yeah, ESPN is probably not the place. I think it could probably get not on Fox NFL Sunday, but I think there are other places on Fox I could probably do.
You probably could.
I try to stay away from the Madden thing in general just because it's older.
Yeah.
But when you come up with something like that, when something like that happens, it feels like it's got its own little
You freshened them up.
It's freshened up.
No, you just gave a bunch of coke and freshened them up in that bit. Oh, and that bit's old on our show. You've been doing that. You told that. You did Madden on coke here at least 7 years ago. Maybe
is it
longer.
That long ago?
Probably. You had a date on that, Puss?
It was in this studio, so it's been since 2012 sometime.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just glad it's exclusive.
Wait a second, 2012? You're saying, since 2012.
Yeah, it's somewhere after that.
Yeah, that's 9 years ago. I was just talking with my family, which I don't do that much. I was just talking with my family. Like, I didn't realize that it'd been over 10 years since I'd been in Vegas. I did that Vegas run.
That's been that long?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Because I remember, you fly up there every day, and you and Kanner.
It's been 47 years since I was in Vegas.
No, it's been over. That show, that room in Vegas you had was 10 years ago?
Yeah, because my show on TBS was in 2007, 2008, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And then I did it right after that. It's crazy.
Okay, now the audience wants to hear this. Here's 16 seconds you've been doing for years on this show.
You know, I just got to be where I couldn't be myself without the drug. I mean, there's a line going right here and a line going right here. You grab a razor right here. I mean, the funny thing is you're doing it on the mirror and you're looking at yourself doing it.
That's why our fans have been bombarding you with that for years.
You know what? Yeah. And you know,
it's pretty good, isn't it?
I hate myself most of the time, and I laughed at that. So, I mean, I really, I'm one of those people, I despise almost everything I do.
Yeah, and we know that. We feel the same way about this.
Yeah, well, you should. And it's different for me because there's, you know, it's
you're popular.
Not justified. Right. This is why I get in trouble, because I'll do that to people on some radio stations.
And they buy into it?
Oh, they won't laugh. They'll think I'm just a jerk.
Which really?
There's a big piece of truth to that. Like, if I did it as Dr. Phil, right, it'll be like, what is your problem? Like, they always do in a character. It's funny. But I do it as myself. They're like, that hurts.
That doesn't hurt. I think it's funny.
You don't care. That's because you don't have feelings. You don't have feelings.
That could be it.
Not anymore.
That could be it.
Not for years.
The great thing is when I speak truth like this, and you can hear all around the studio people laughing, and they're not even high. They're like, oh, forget anyways. It doesn't matter. You got a line right here. You got a line right here. This is what I'll get later. It's like, Kellyanne is still doing Madden on coke. Can't he come up with anything new? Yeah, Gruden on heroin. I'll tell you what, man. Cover up those tracks. Why is the ceiling floating, man? Oh, that's the floor. The floor is on the ceiling, man. I'll tell you what, Vegas is different than I remember it.
Hey, COVID, it's not over, but since we're past a little bit there, has the NFL called you? You going to do some stuff this fall?
I don't think ESPN doesn't seem like the place to do comedy.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. They don't. There's a lot of stuff they got rid of.
It's all so serious.
Yeah, it is serious now.
Yeah. Even the Joker's going, why so serious? See how I worked that out?
Hey, I'll tell you, I got a million of them, you know.
Just punch them in. Punching voices in. I'll tell you what, man, I wish we were still doing the heroin bit.
Go ahead. would Gruden like the heroin bit?
I'll tell you what, man, I would not like that. There's a lot of bits I like, but I'm not into those hallucinogenic drugs, man. So you've been on shrooms?
We got rare Frank today, Frank Galliano.
I just don't care.
I know you don't, and I love it, man.
Yeah,
you don't care. I love it.
I'm just trying to sell tickets. I try harder.
I know.
You know, and don't care. I've been up for a while. I had to pee. It's at like 4 a.m. here.
Yep.
And it's it was probably earlier than that. I don't know, because I can't see at that point. Like, I wake up, I just start spraying and hoping.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. So I've been up for a while, but I didn't get enough sleep, so I'm punchy. I'm a little punchy. Yeah.
I like that. You went right into the voices and Gruden on heroin and everything like that. How many shows have you done since how long have you been back out?
Not many. That's why I'm going on the road to do some of these things. I'm bringing George Cantor and the Delta variant with me. Zing! That's what I'm going to do after jokes now. And then Simone Biles. And then I'm going to hit topical things that might enrage people in some way, shape, or form.
That's okay. That's okay.
Did you guys talk about that at all, the Simone Biles stuff?
A little bit. Yeah, we,
Yeah, we noticed that every conservative commentator has to weigh in. Yeah. When you know, in fact, they don't give a rat's ass about the Olympics. They probably didn't even know who Simone Biles was previous to this.
They were never top athletes or anything like that.
But they got to say something just to gaslight people.
Right, so I don't. Listen, I think it comes from all sides, actually. And I do agree with you on that. But the thing is, there is a third. At least, you know, there's probably more, but there is a third option of, right? Like, is it kind of quitting on your team? I guess, but is there a mental health thing? Yeah. But is it any of our business? No. And then the other side of it is, when you're looking at it, I just go, okay, why do we care so much?
Right.
And It just, I don't know. I like that point.
I think that's not offensive at all, saying why do we care so much. I agree with you, because certain subjects, even...
I stay away from the offensive part. I'll tell you what, here's how you get offensive. Yeah. Get back on that pommel horse. They don't even do pommel horse. I don't care, man. That's what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing a guy riding a pommel horse. Wait a second. No, that's a website I shouldn't be on right now.
Man, you're going after Gruden. Cool.
No, I'm not going after him.
I'm joking. Joking.
Turn it into that. I know. Having fun here.
I know,
man.
You are, man.
No, thanks to
Gruden
social
on heroin is going to be the next Madden on Coke on this show.
Listen, look at how that's upgraded.
Exactly.
You get the deal where everybody needs to opine on everything. And we point to this example, Frank, because, you know, my dad's right there in Arizona with you. And the last time I visited, he had to bring up the fact that they moved the All-Star game because evidently he heard Tucker Carlson say something about it.
And he didn't care.
He doesn't care about Major League Baseball. He doesn't care about the All-Star game. But he had to wedge it in there somehow.
It came and went, and we didn't care. Yeah, right?
And I think it comes from? I think it comes from everybody wants to fight, and everybody is hearing about, I don't even know what the term is. I don't want to use the wrong term here, but these people who say things like culture wars and like that. And there's, listen, I'm a middle of the road type of person, and I just sit there and go,
You know, it's funny.
I don't care.
We have to opine
because
on,
of Twitter.
We have to
because
opine on a lot of things on the show because it's fill 4.5 hours a damn day. So. But I love it when we come across subjects where I don't really care. When it's rare when it happens, but I go, oh, this is great. I don't care about this. And either way, I don't care.
Right. Yeah. And then you just make fun of it and end up doing former or current football coach on a hallucinogenic drug.
He is Clay current.
Wood, man. I'm back. Or my front. I can't tell right now.
By the way, he's in Vegas now, too. You should get back to – I'm sure you play Vegas still, but you should get back to Vegas and – They'd love your Gruden in Vegas for sure.
Oh, yeah. The funny thing is, I don't want to sound like I'm like a big deal because I'm not a huge deal.
Yeah,
I'm an okay deal.
Yeah, you're
but
okay
I'll get,
deal.
I'll get texts, emails and messages and stuff from people on Instagram or whatever. And they'll be like, hey, can you come play our bar in Vegas? Uh-huh. No, I'm not going to come dress as Gruden.
Oh, really?
Open your car wash,
for like $800, something like that. Some stupid.
Probably even less.
Less than that.
People think I'll come for like a couple hundred bucks.
What the hell?
I don't. What do you think? I'm not working. I'm gonna be at the Omaha Funny Bone.
Yes, you are in the Kansas City Improv. Funny Bone is Wednesday, August 18th. Tickets on sale now. FrankAliendo.com for ticket information. One show only, and also the very next night in Kansas City, the Improv on. The 19th.
Yeah, you get along personally with Gruden, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We went to Aerosmith together. I didn't tell you about that?
Really?
I'm sure I told you about that.
No, I don't think we heard about that.
I probably told you didn't care.
No, I love Aerosmith and I love Gruden. You know, right. I kind of like you.
So, might not have been paying attention,
Gruden,
but I care.
So we go, right? I was in Vegas. Yeah. My son was doing something, and I texted his right-hand man, Jeff Leonardo, and I was like, hey, what are you guys around this weekend? This is before COVID.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, we're going to country concert tonight, and then tomorrow, I was like, well, first of all, I can't go to that because I was doing something with my son, and then he's like, tomorrow we're going to Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And he's like, we got a ticket. I'm like, all right, I'll go to that.
Right.
So we go to the Aerosmith concert. Gruden pulls out his phone as we're sitting there. He starts talking into it. He's recording, and he's like, I'm here with my good friend. I'm here at the Aerosmith concert with my good friend, John Gruden. How's it going, Johnny? And that's when I realized that in his mind, John Gruden calls himself Johnny. Johnny. Here's Johnny. Tell you what, man. What's going on here?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Was that was that Intimate Aerosmith show, wasn't it? A couple thousand people.
Or
basically.
Was it MGM Grand?
No, was it, they did a residency there, right?
Okay. Yeah, the park. The park hotel. I don't know what it's called, but it's actually where I used to do. They built a different theater, that park theater.
Okay, whatever. All right.
And it was it's fantastic. Just watching Gruen, dude, looks like a lady.
Did you get to go backstage and meet them? Because I'm sure the famous people go backstage all the time.
We were backstage. Yeah. One or two of the guys is there, but it was their last show.
Got it.
It was their last show before they were done and packing it all up. And I mean, I think Gruden's hung out with. I spent like.
Was he standing up dancing and like air guitaring to Aerosmith, Gruden?
Gruden air guitar a little bit, a little bit. You know, they had this big blow up. I don't know, like balloon kind of things in the ceiling, and one of them looked like Gruden. Yeah. So, look at me up there, man.
The heroin kicked in, obviously.
I'm floating again. Am I there or am I here? Oh, man, I feel like I'm in what's that movie with John Belushi? What's that that frat house movie?
Animal House.
Animal House. Remember that Animal House? That's a pretty good movie right there.
Frank, are you working on people all the time? I know you do a lot of stuff on stage now, not just impersonations, but you're working on people all the time?
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Who's your latest, you know? Are you doing Biden at all? I mean, he's kind of boring, but
that's one of the things. That's one of the things I'm working on is I don't have the voice 100% yet, which you would think would be a big part of it.
Yeah.
Anymore, it's more of the material.
There's a little bit of a visual there. You can imagine it. He's the only guy that I have ever seen listen with his eyes. Have you seen that?
Oh, I can see that.
I get that. That thing is, come on, man. What are you doing here? What are we doing? What's the deal with the thing, you know? what are we doing? You know,
it's good.
Yeah, he's got that thing. Yeah. He's got the whisper.
Yeah.
Where why is he whispering? What, like, he's like, don't tell him. We're doing this right now.
Pay them more.
Right now. Who are you hiding from talking into the microphone?
That is a style. I get you.
When you're developing these voices and these characters, are you doing it in the car? Are you looking in the mirror? How do you go about practicing?
Yeah, there's a little bit in the mirror, a little bit in the car.
Yeah.
That's what I used to get a lot better was I was driving around the country and I'd be working on all of the voices all the time.
Did Kanner want to take the car into a tree half the time then?
No, this is usually when I'm by myself.
Oh, yourself. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Right. No, you can't stop the canter from telling a story. I'm not talking the whole time because he's telling the same story the fifth time. Oh, I told you that already? Yeah. When we first got in the car. This is the third time you tell me the story. We've only been in the car for 2 hours. Come on, man. What's the deal? What are we doing? This is the other thing that you ever type something, you know, you're on a word processor or whatever, and you're typing a bunch of stuff, and you go back and look, and you didn't put any spaces in.
Yes.
That's how Biden speaks.
Okay.
So it'll be like, come on, man, what's the thing with you and the deal with Eric? What are you doing? Come on, man. I realize he's trying to be Obama at times. Like Barack Obama's.
He spent 8 years hanging out with him. So,
yeah. I get it. But he's trying to imitate him. He's trying to do an impression of like, we must do this at every step of the way. Yeah. And in his head, that's what Biden hears. But he goes, come on. We gotta be doing this every step of the way.
But he doesn't have the cadence.
He doesn't quite have it yet. So.
I love that. That's excellent. How about people become brand new famous and you have to say, oh, geez, I got to figure out how to do this guy. I mean, obviously.
Well, then you just don't even work on it.
You don't even do it?
That's why I spend time on Avengers. The kid, I sound like a 90-year-old man, but the kid, you know. you don't even have to come up with material. You just do lines from movies and they go crazy for it.
Yeah.
I am Loki of Asgard, and I'm burdened with glorious purpose. And they're like, oh my gosh, he's doing him. That's amazing. I'm like, do Thor. Loki, my brother. Okay. Yes, of course.
And they go crazy.
Yeah, they go, that man's playing Galaga. Thought we wouldn't notice, but we did. You know, all the lines from the movies, like, oh my gosh, you're doing it. You nailed it. Yeah.
FrankCalendar.com, by the way, for ticket information for the Funny Bone.
It's even easier for that. I'm sorry, I cut off my own plug.
That's okay. That's
FrankOnStage.com is direct to the links.
Oh, I got it.
Of all the tickets.
Got it. FrankOnStage.com. Thank you for correcting me on that.
Yeah, no problem. I've been doing it the whole show. Kelly, you know, is a jerk, and he doesn't really seem to care about it. And he breaks into song and gritting on heroin, stopping in. I'm on coke still. Boom. I don't know where I am.
What are you doing this weekend? Where are you at this weekend?
Home. I'm playing the Caliendo House.
Okay.
I'll be a tough crowd, real tough crowd here at the Caliendo House. We have...
You still got your podcast? Still doing a lot of that?
Is that the crowd that appreciates you the least?
Oh, yeah. 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 My kids have no interest.
Yeah.
I tell them, that, well, it pays for you to not do whatever it is the hell you do. And same with my wife. You know, that's why we actually are an Amazon warehouse. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
you're a fulfillment center?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're a fulfillment center. There are there are people peeing in bottles all around the place. Well, our boss is going to space.
So you're hoping and spraying basically into a bottle then.
Yeah. No, we have four Shih Tzus. I had to count them. So we have four Shih Tzus. So I do stand up for the Shih Tzus. What do you think about Joe Biden squinting? I tell you what, man.
You can say Shih Tzu on this show. I have a Shih Tzu.
Four of those, and we just got a Saint Bernardoodle.
All right. So really?
Yeah. Imagine that.
A Saint Bernard and a big
poodle
and a poodle
and a big poodle, not a small poodle.
Yeah.
No, I think it was a little one.
All right.
Interesting.
That's
the male.
That's a tough sit.
Yeah, he could. We call it the jump and poke, man. this is the funny thing to me. How life is funny. It was supposed to be. He's 4 months old and he's 60 pounds now.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to be about 100, 110 total. And my wife took him to the vet yesterday, and she said, "How's he charting?" And the vet said, "Oh, he's a beast." So we're going to have a giant. We might have 150, 160 pound Saint Bernardoodle.
Holy hell! I gotta get to see a picture of that when you come up. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, he's a beautiful dog, but he's already
like you. Let him on the furniture? Do you let him on the bed?
No. He's only allowed in a certain part of the house right now, and he's actually really good. But he gets up on the couch. He wasn't supposed to, but he's told us that's what he's gonna do. he's literally. It's so funny because he'll come run barreling down, and he's knocked my daughter over because my daughter's maybe 110 pounds.
Yeah,
and he just mashes over her. Well, Shih Tzus were funny because they run into you and bounce, and one of them's 2 pounds. One of our Shih Tzus, it's tiny. She's 2 pounds. And here's another funny thing to me. So Saint Bernard, his name's Rocco. They're all Italian. Carmela, Luciana, Nico, and Romeo, and now Rocco.
You got the whole mob hanging out in your house.
It's Sopranos. Yeah. Right. Everything's going to be fine, you know. Don't worry about it. Everything's taken care of, you know. Who pooped over here? You're never going to find out. Let me just say that, huh?
I'm sorry, Frank. We got to get going, man.
I was wondering, is that you?
No, I didn't mean to do that loud. I'm sorry. It was my fault. But I didn't mean to cut you off there. But we got to.
Commercials.
I didn't do that. That was my fault. Commercials don't. They have to run at a certain time. It pays the bills.
Do whatever you want with your show.
Subtlety isn't his strong suit.
Wednesday, August 18th, Omaha Funny Bone, FrankOnStage.com's website. Thursday, August 19th. Kansas City Improv. People listening to us all across the country, go to FrankOnStage.com for all your other channels.
I always appreciate your time, buddy.
Love you, brother. See you soon.
No. I got my own music coming in. No.
See you soon, brother.
Talk to you soon, my brother.
Relive this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.